Hey everyone.
Happy birthday, Trevor. Yeah! Okay.
It's my birthday.
Today is Trevor's birthday. How old are you?
5.
Okay. Yeah, true.
No, I'm 26 years old today. Welcome to Yap Time, by the way. I'm Trevor.
I'm Raven.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
It's your birthday, and you already got a birthday gift.
I did.
What did you get?
Get a birthday gift. I got a Nintendo Switch 2.
Uh-huh. Literally like a 5-year-old gift.
Yeah. Full transparency. It's the day before my birthday. We're recording this.
It's the night before his birthday. Yes.
It's the night before. Yeah, my birthday's in mere hours. But yeah, mm-hmm. We got the Switch yesterday.
It's your birthday week, so it's okay. Mm-hmm.
And we played Mario Kart, mm-hmm. The new Mario Kart. And it was awesome.
Yeah, we only played, one Grand Prix and then 2 of the knockouts.
Knockout races.
And that was so much fun.
The knockout races are incredible.
Yeah.
They really popped off.
Yeah, no, that was so needed. Like, as a professional Mario Kart player, mm-hmm. like someone who has spent hours and hours playing this game, I just like mastered it in high school. That is like the one thing I was missing. Because mm-hmm. taking the little break between maps, lame.
Yeah.
Boring. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care to see where I'm like parring up to my friends. Like, I already know I'm going to win. Like, let's just run it.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, anyways, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And shout out to Papa Everts.
Yeah. Shout out to Mom and Dad for the Switch,
Papa too. And Mama Everts for the birthday gift.
Yeah, they got me the Switch. Well, they sent me money for it, you know, in the big 2025, they live in another state. Obviously, you know, Venmo exists. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and shout out to Raven for finding a place that had it in stock.
Oh yeah.
Cause I got the Venmo from my dad, left from work and tried 3 different places on my way home and there was nothing. And then you looked it up, you found a place. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that had it and we went and got it and it was like the last one they had in stock.
Yeah. We drove like 30 minutes away from where we live to find it, but we found the last one and we secured the bag, so that's pretty big.
It was like the 5th place, I think, that we'd looked. But I was pretty disheartened at that point. And when I went up to the GameStop employee and asked, and he's like, let me check. He's like, we've got one in stock. I literally high-fived him. I was like, awesome. Right there, man.
That's so funny.
So yeah, so it's been a pretty great start to the birthday.
Yay!
And we're going to play more Mario Kart after this.
Oh my god, I know. I'm so excited. Yeah,
this is going to be a 20-minute video episode today because we want to play Mario Kart really bad.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, birthdays is a busy week, honestly. Mm-hmm. A lot of work this week.
So, yeah, you're working on your birthday.
Yeah. I'm working like all day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I got to film so many freaking videos of me playing games with my friends. So
which is so lame. They better shout you out like at the top of every video or in every video. You should make it a point to say that it's your birthday.
Yeah, I think
so. People
will.
Can be like, wait, how many times has Trevor said it's his birthday?
How many videos did they film on Trevor's birthday? How many videos is he in? That's a funny bit to do like months from now. Just be like, it's my birthday. And you'd be like, why did this take 6 months to come out?
Yeah, that's funny.
So I guess today we're just gonna talk about some birthday stuff. We're gonna probably talk about some of our favorite birthday memories. Okay. Maybe some of our least favorite birthday memories, any really bad birthdays.
Yeah. Knowing me, I'll probably drop a sad story.
That's okay. It happens. We're gonna have stories, stories of all levels.
Yes. Birthdays are traumatic. At least you don't relate to this.
No.
Does that statement resonate with you at all?
No, I wouldn't say birthdays are traumatic for me.
And this is, I really don't mean to be a bummer every episode.
You're not a bummer. You're not a
bummer. Oh my god, but no, birthdays are like really scary and sad for me. I just don't be sad. It's just like one of those things, and I'm sure someone will relate, but it's the same thing with like holidays. You just like kind of want it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I've cried on a lot of my birthdays. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you cried on the birthdays that I've spent with you?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
They've been good.
They've been good. Okay. They've been the best.
I don't remember what did we do last year for your birthday? For my birthday last year, probably my favorite birthday I've ever had, we went to Palm Springs.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
And we spent the weekend in Palm Springs together, and that was outstanding. Mm-hmm. That was like one of our first like kind of vacations together too.
Yeah, something like that. It's like we went to this cute little like outdoor motel, hipster type pool place, and we spent a couple days there and we ordered so much room service.
We did. They had great food.
It was amazing. What was the pastry I liked? Or the dessert.
Banana. It's some, oh God, what's the name?
Banana.
It's like a boom, it's like a banana. It's something weird though, like a banana boom cake.
Or... Oh my God. Oh, that's going to drive me crazy.
Banana.
I want to say something like boffy or like toffee.
Oh, maybe it is boffy.
No,
I think it might be. I think it's like, I think it might be a boffy cake. It's something like that though. Why can't I remember the name of it? I'm supposed to be a pastry guy, dessert guy.
Banana pie.
Banana pie.
Banana pie whipped cream.
Banana cream. Well, that's a banana cream pie.
This is me looking it up, everyone. Banana cream pie. What the heck?
I think you're right. I think it might literally be a boffy cake. I think you should...
Is it like banoffee?
Banoffee.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're on it.
I didn't even see it. That just came to me.
Yeah.
It spoke incredible. To me spiritually. That was so good. And then the year before that, you did a stream.
I did a stream.
Which was fun. That was like right when we moved in together. You did your first stream here and it was like nice and epic and you hung out with a ton of people and you opened gifts, I think.
Yeah, I opened some gifts for my parents. That's when I got a billion KitchenAid attachments. You got me the KitchenAid, which was an incredible, that was an all-timer gift.
Yeah, I tried to coordinate with his parents and I was like, I'm getting him this if you want to get him anything with it. Like, I don't know why. I didn't even like really know your parents at the time. But I was like, I don't know why I felt like that was a good idea. And then they gave you like every attachment for a KitchenAid.
Every
single
attachment.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And like definitely, you know, like it's a perfect gift. It's not one of those things you're going to go get for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But they hooked you up.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
They did. And then last year on my birthday, my dad was like, what do you want? And I was like, we had a reservation at a nice restaurant like on the night of my birthday. I was like, you want to pay for our dinner? So he just sent me money to pay for our dinner, which was very sweet.
And it was very, very yummy.
Oh, my God.
Nice dude. Sushi place.
We could be in Palm Springs right now.
Dude.
No, we're going to go for your birthday.
That'll be fun.
We should do that.
Less hot, too. Palm Springs is like a disgusting desert, like Phoenix style.
It
was so hot when we were there. It was like actually a crime.
Yeah. No, I mean, our activities consisted of being in a pool, being next to a pool, or sitting inside of our very nice air-conditioned room watching the Christopher Nolan Batman movies.
Yeah.
Which again was awesome part of my birthday.
I forgot about that. That's so funny.
Awesome.
Yeah. We took the Apple TV and then Trevor forgot to bring the remote. So we had to go buy a remote.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. Yeah. And then we had to use that crazy workaround trick that I found like on like the third page of Google where, because to get the Apple TV on, like you have to, we weren't able to turn it on because we couldn't get
Was it the Wi-Fi thing?
We couldn't get the Apple TV connected to the Wi-Fi in order to connect the remote.
Yeah.
And so we like couldn't do it. But then this workaround, basically what we did is we changed the name of my phone to our home Wi-Fi and changed the password of my personal hotspot to the password of our home Wi-Fi. And that tricks the Apple TV into connecting to it.
Yeah.
It like basically, yeah, it just tricks it. It's like, oh, there's an auto connect. I know that Wi-Fi and that password.
Yeah.
And then.
Which is kind of funny. Like that the phone or like the memory is just literally trying the username and password. It's not like connected through like a code or anything else.
No.
It's like, I guess this one.
Yeah. It's got the same name and the same password. Let's see if I can log in.
Yeah. That was a crazy day. You were so stressed about it.
Was I? You felt
so bad. Yeah. You were stressing.
I did.
Well, because 90% of what we do is watch TV.
Yeah.
So I think you were pretty like, oh my God, what are we going to do? But it all worked out.
Yeah.
And we had really great flan
mm-hmm.
at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, your birthdays are awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, your birthday's awesome too.
No, my birthdays are awesome with you as well.
No, I'm excited. Let's do, maybe we do something else other than Palm Springs. Maybe we go to a different place. Go to Temecula.
What?
No, Temecula sucks.
No, Palm Springs is fun. Let's make it a thing.
Yeah. Let's do it. Switch back and forth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool.
Oh, fun. Like every other year?
Yeah. One of our birthdays.
Oh, okay. Every year.
I was thinking every year, but on a different.
Yeah.
One of our.
Yeah. No, that sounds like so much fun.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's get it in the books. It's in the books.
Well, I guess we're not off topic. Back on topic to storytelling.
Yeah. I feel like this feels on topic. Feel good. Okay. So that was awesome birthday last year. Incredible. Which was really fun too, because like, I'm not like that big of a birthday guy these days. I don't think when I was a kid, I was ever really a big birthday guy. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, ooh, it's my birth week. Like, oh my God, I've got all these plans. I feel like I'm like, if someone around me makes plans for something, is like, that's awesome. Mm. Like, mm-hmm. I'll participate. I love participating, but I'm not, it's hard for me to like go out of my way to do something for my own birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So to go to Palm Springs with you, that was like really special. Because that was just like the two of us and it was really awesome. And I got to spend my birthday with my favorite person in the whole world in a different place. And it was just like 3 days of pure bliss.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
Oh my God. Swimming in that swimming in that pool.
Yeah.
Like after
late night swim.
Sun went down, but it's still like 85 degrees out. Oh my God.
Everyone's left the pool.
Everyone's left the pool.
No. Yeah, it was awesome.
That was outstanding. Okay. We don't have to talk about Palm Springs anymore. There are other birthday stories. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My birthdays have just kind of been like, whatever kind of happens, happens, sort of.
That's crazy. Like. Yeah. I remember when we first met, there was a lot of stories about the birthday you had right before we met.
Yeah, so that's the one birthday that I truly got went insane. Like, I've had one birthday party, like one birthday in my life that I was like, I went, like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And that was the birthday.
You had to go all out, just once.
I had to go all out. Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because I turned 21 during the pandemic. So my 21st birthday was like not even, I like went to a liquor store and just bought like a six pack of Corona because I could. And then I just drank a beer
that's
at
so
home.
Sad. Oh my God.
Not, and it wasn't even like, oh, this is my first time drinking. I was like, ah, I can buy it now.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that birthday, it was actually a joint birthday with our friend Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And we invited, it was at his house. Someone got they like rented a frozen marg machine.
Oh, fun.
So everyone was having frozen margs and he's got like it was like a big backyard. Mm-hmm. So a lot of space. We had like a table set up for like beer pong. Then we played Rage Cage also.
So much fun.
So I was sipping on frozen marg and people, you know, that was the first time I've ever had people like feed me drinks, you know, where they're like, oh my God, let's do a birthday shot. Like time for birthday drinks. And they're like, oh, they're like, you got to finish your frozen marg and get another.
Uh-huh.
And so I was just going. We're like playing Rage Cage and I'm like drinking one, like a frozen marg in one hand, and a White Claw in the other. It was brutal. And then they put together this thing where like we had like a little kind of kiddie pool almost type thing. And there were rubber duckies in it. Mm-hmm. And then we'd like pick up a rubber ducky and on the bottom of it, there was something that we had to do. It was like a shot or something. And then one of them was...
Is it like truth or dare or is it all alcohol related?
It was all... Well, I don't know because the first one that I pulled was... Have you seen those like little shot things? It's like a soju thing where you put soju in it and then it'll like kind of squirt a shot into your mouth, like a mechanical one.
Mm-hmm.
So they do that, but it's actually not soju in there. It was like, I don't know. I think it was tequila, like Costco brand tequila or something, or maybe vodka.
Oh, no.
And I was like really drunk at this point. I was like, I had a lot of alcohol and we're literally standing up in front of everyone. So me and Austin, we're like taking turns doing this. Well, we're taking turns and I'm standing up in front of everyone. And they're like, there's like patio, there's like these stairs up. So we're literally standing on an elevated position above everyone. And I pull this thing. And so someone holds like the thing, but I'm not, it's like a slow stream. It's not a fast thing. So I'm sitting there incredibly drunk and I have just vodka like sitting in my mouth. And I just taste vodka in my mouth for literally like a good like 15, 20 seconds. And I get it after it goes, I get it down and just immediately just throw up.
Oh my God.
In front of everyone, just like, it was crazy. And then I like ran inside and finished puking in the sink. It was really brutal. It was insane. And then I went back out and I kept drinking.
That's so crazy.
Which is like not me at all.
Yeah.
Like that's not like I've never done. It was just like that birthday was. It was the one. There were so many people. It's the atmosphere. Uh-huh. And then I fell asleep on Austin's dog bed.
That's awesome.
We like went inside. I genuinely, honestly, I'm surprised I remember as much as I do. But after the puking, it gets very hazy at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember like going and laying down like in their living room on their, and they have like big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just have this really big dog bed. And I just like laid down and I think I was like petting one of his dogs, but then just literally ended up falling asleep.
That's so funny. And they left you?
And they left me. Yeah, there's a picture, actually, Andrew Sigils, there's a picture of him, and he's like, it's like a selfie of me, and I'm just like passed out on this dog bed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is insane. That's not okay. Well, no, it is okay. But like for me, even just hearing about the vodka and like you throwing up, I got a little like queasy.
Yeah. It was the worst I've ever felt drinking.
Oh my goodness.
Because there's something about like, I don't like doing shots. Shots aren't like, shots of soju, incredible flavored soju. But like other shots, like it's gross, you know, like the flavor's not good. So why are you doing a shot? So to hold it in my mouth for that long while I'm already drunk, it just did that thing where my mouth immediately started salivating. And yeah, my stomach just got like really upset. And
your body was preparing. It was like, I'm about to shoot this out.
Yeah, my body was like, this is not staying down, buddy. So that was like, yeah, the one birthday that I truly went like pretty crazy.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah.
And you were like a very good kid. So not only did you turn 21 during the pandemic, but you like didn't drink in high school.
No, I didn't drink in high school. I only started drinking after I moved to LA. And in the first few months that I lived in LA, I had a bit of a party phase, I guess. But it really didn't last long. And yeah, I was never like a big drinker. I would drink if there was like drinks at a party, but I wasn't a huge party person anyway. So like I wasn't really drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really drink too much. But yeah, that was my did you have a crazy birthday? Did you have like one any like blowout birthdays? Like you got crazy, crazy effed up?
I don't think so. Oh my God. No. See, like I partied. But not for my birthday. It's just not my thing. Like it's just it's so hard for me to have the center of attention on me or for anything to be focused on me.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Like anything in that realm of like, oh my God, this was never an option for me growing up having like a quinceañera. But the idea of having one like gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I really hope this is not a thing we're going to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't think, looking back, I'm really trying to think if I've ever like gone out with friends or anything. But no, it is. It's tricky because I was 21 when I graduated college. And I think when I turned 21, my boyfriend at the time took me out to a bar, but it was just like the middle of the week or something. And it was like this dingy little bar and it was not like, it wasn't a party place. It was like, we sat and got a pretentious drink, you know, and I sipped it.
That's so funny.
But other than that, it's like, then we have pandemic. So those two or three birthdays, I did like 24-hour streams. So, and I wasn't drinking on my live stream.
Yeah.
And then we just get to LA and you. So,
And me.
Oh, this is funny. don't be embarrassed. You have thrown up on my birthday.
That's right. I did.
I think that was our first birthday together of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made me pasta, which was awesome. You like hand rolled out the pasta and everything.
And I got really anxious and nervous. And so I overdrank because I was like, I want it to be perfect. And I got scared. And so I drank too much. And then I threw up.
And you threw up.
I flew up. No, I get that though about like the center of attention. I think maybe that's why I got so loose at that one birthday is because it was like me and Austin. And it also very much just had the vibes of like, this is just a party. Like we're just kind of throwing a big party. And it's like, it wasn't even either of our birthdays. Like they're within like a week of each other. And we're just kind of like, yeah, let's just like throw this party and it's for us.
Yeah.
It was really only the thing at the end when I threw up in front of everybody that was like, this is like the birthday. And then there was cake, but. Yeah, no, I did throw up on your birthday.
That's okay. Goodness. Someone had to.
Someone had to. What were we even drinking? Were we drinking soju? Was I like drinking wine or something?
I think. No, it had to have been soju.
Yeah.
Maybe
that was at your. That was at your apartment still.
Yeah, that was at my place.
Yeah. Oh my God, I remember. Yeah, making my little, I brought my little pasta that pasta dough that I made and rolled it out on your tiny little counter.
Yeah, my non-existent counter.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's awesome. I have like the cutest little photos of you in that like 1 square foot, what big kitchen.
I know, the kitchen's so small.
It was so bad, but it was so precious. Yeah, you brought over the little thing and like you stole a bunch of stuff from the Mythical Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like that I would have the amount of dishes you needed or whatever.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was very sweet.
It was. That was very fun. What did, God. Oh my God. I have the worst memory. I'm trying to think of what we did last year. It was probably just like a, I don't know. We go somewhere for dinner.
Well, okay. We have the year for sure where you made me a cake, the heart cake.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you just made an amazing dinner. It mm-hmm. might've been that. Cause that honestly was probably what I wanted.
Yeah.
Like just like make a dinner.
Heart cake last year. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised because I was here. I would have been here.
Did I look on my phone?
Yeah.
And try to find proof.
We're doing stuff for my birthday on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. What mm-hmm. are we doing? Can you tell me? Can
you tell? You don't get to know.
What if I close my ears and you tell the folks out there?
And then you just scrub the podcast tomorrow. What are we doing? No, I have a very nice dinner reservation for us.
Okay.
There is this place called like American Ninja Warrior like playground or something, and I wanted to take you to that, but I'll just have to save it for another day because it's kind of far.
That's so awesome.
I know, you would love it.
You just bringing me to an obstacle course for my birthday is so funny. I'm literally like a 12-year-old kid. You're like, no. Go ahead, buddy. Go run around on the obstacles.
Literally, because when I was looking at the website, it's like you can buy tickets, but then you can also buy like just an observer ticket.
And like, you would do that.
Yeah. No. I would definitely do it with you. Mm. But just the thought of like having you have your like 90 minutes or whatever and me standing in the observer area just watching you is so funny.
So funny.
And so something you would do. You'd be like, watch me do this.
Yeah. I feel like that's something you would do to be like, I think I'm just going to get the, I really, you would just want to watch me run around. Like I could see you being like, I just want to watch you. Like, that's like, you'd be like, that's more fun for me.
Yeah, no, that literally is. Okay, what year is it?
25.
Oh, we have the lobster ravioli.
Oh, okay.
Ravioli.
And then
you made a little menu and everything, and you got champagne.
Oh my God, I did make a little menu.
Uh-huh. And the heart cake is so cute. Oh my God.
That's right. And mm-hmm. I had Lucas. I had Lucas from Mythical, my good buddy Lucas, make those little menu cards. I was like, can you print out like
really?
A little menu? Yeah.
That's so cute.
Lily helped me a lot with that one. She was like, she kind of gave me the shout on lobster ravioli and mm-hmm. like what sauce I should make. I was very stressed because mm-hmm. I screwed up that sauce.
You were really stressed.
I was really stressed because mm-hmm. that was a really hard thing to make. And I was freaking out because, again, anxious, want it to be perfect
mm-hmm.
and freaking out the whole time. And then it ended up being okay.
Yeah. And then I think that's why the next year we went out for dinner.
We went out for dinner.
We went out to the place we went with your parents.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we got two desserts, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Well, didn't we get one dessert and we didn't, like,
we didn't
love it?
Love it.
And then we got another one?
Yeah, that's true. I think it was, like, these fudge brownies or whatever. Maybe it was just fudge. And then we got the cinnamon apple thingy.
Yeah, pie thing.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Well, now we know what we're doing for your birthday this year, so...
Dude, and I have this super cute photo of you and napkin from that day.
Oh my God.
So cute.
The little napkin.
Oh my God, he's so fluffy.
Because we got napkin like for like shortly after my birthday.
Yes. Yeah. So here he's been with us for like maybe 2 months or something.
Dude, so much time has passed.
This is crazy.
I love how you're just looking at photos on your phone. Like,
sorry.
No, it's just funny because like we're just
he's
having.
He's so cute.
He is so cute. You have to put. Some of these in the bit.
Well, maybe I'll make an Instagram post.
That's good. Yeah.
Well,
because
that's what we said we were going to do. And then we stopped doing it. So go follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yap Time Pod.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find us.
Yeah. We can put together a little birthday carousel. Some photos from our birthdays.
Yeah.
Maybe I can find some old ones. Okay. Well, let me tell you what probably the one of the craziest birthdays I had as a child.
Mm-hmm.
On my 10th birthday. I'm sure I've told you this before, but do you know where I was on my 10th birthday? Where in the world? I was in Ireland.
Oh, okay, fun.
Yeah. My parents, we took a little family vacay to Ireland for my 10th birthday, and we saw a U2 concert. And, you know, looking back now, I'm like, clearly that was like something that my parents very much wanted to do, and it happened to fall on my birthday, and they're like, oh, we'll do it for your birthday. Mm-hmm. But no, I think my parents were the primary target audience of the U2 concert.
Of course.
But still an incredible and crazy experience.
Uh-huh.
But no, we were there for like a week. We It's funny being a 10-year-old in Ireland because all the touristy things to do are like, this is where we make this alcohol.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, yes. We went to like the Guinness distillery, or like we went to the Jameson whiskey distillery.
That's so funny.
So we're just doing all these like beer and whiskey tours.
They're like, yeah, it's his birthday. They're like, special occasion. Yeah.
They're giving me. They're like, hey, 10 years old, drink up, buddy. Here's a tall Guinness.
So funny. Your parents are so funny.
Yeah, no, they are. Like, looking back, that's actually such a hilarious trip. We went to, there was this like pub down the street from where our hotel was, and it was called the Bleeding Horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had like, that was one of my first, like, I think, really intense food experiences as a person, where I ordered this thing and it literally was just like potatoes with like cheese and ham.
Okay.
But it was like one of the greatest food. I remember eating it and being like, I could eat this every day for the rest of my life. And it was crazy because also at this pub, they had Guinness handles on the tables. So you could just pull your own glasses of Guinness. Yeah.
That's so dangerous.
Hey, that's Ireland.
Is there like a meter on that?
Yeah, I think they just like have a meter of how much Guinness you'd pull.
Wow.
And yeah. So that was pretty crazy. What else did we do? I remember we got out of the U2 concert and it was in Croke Park in Dublin. And I forget the name of the street. I want to say it's something like Temple Bar or something like that. Sorry for the Irish folks if you're out there. But it's basically just a street outside, like near Croke Park. It's just tons of bars and taverns, pubs, stuff like that.
Okay.
So we get out of this U2 concert, and obviously all of the people are now walking down Temple Bar, and we were too. And yeah, I was just 10 years old, just walking down late at night, all these drunk people, drunk Irish people, drunk other people, you know, we were Americans, but yeah, all these drunk people just wandering around, going to bars and pubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was like my birthday.
That's awesome.
And then we went to the Hard Rock Cafe. We made our way, and it was like, at this point, it was like 1 a.m. and we're at a Hard Rock Cafe in Dublin. And I got like a birthday dessert there.
That's so funny.
It was really funny.
That's literally like an adult birthday.
Yeah, I was 10 years old. And I was just, and we'd gone to, we did also some really cool things. Like we went and saw, we went to Blarney Castle and kissed the Blarney Stone. Like we saw some like really beautiful, the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland, like very beautiful scenic tourist sightseeing stuff. But no, just the day of my actual birthday, just like wandering around Dublin with a bunch of drunk Irish people. And I'm like loaded up because we've gone to all these like Guinness and Jameson stuff. Like I've just got a big hoodie with like Guinness on it. I'm wearing like a beanie with Guinness on. Like I just got all my clothing that I'm wearing is like alcohol paraphernalia. Yeah, that was my 10th birthday.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, pretty freaking sick.
God, I'm trying to think. I do have a favorite birthday, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so unclear if this was... It was probably my 6th birthday.
Okay.
Yes. I'm trying to think because I moved right before I turned 7. But I think it was like my 6th birthday in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, again, where I have a ton of friends in the neighborhood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a simple birthday, but it was just like so much fun. And like even the photos, I could just tell I was so happy.
Yeah.
But my mom got this like tray where you can make 6 mini bundt cakes.
Okay.
And so... I invited some friends over for a sleepover, and like my mom made the bundt cakes, and then she let us all decorate our own.
Yeah,
and that was so much fun. And then we got like, I don't know, my mom must have just got like a bunch of like party things, you know, like just trinkets and stuff.
Yeah,
because there's photos of me with like extensions in my hair, like pink shimmery extensions and stuff. And like we were just rolling around and like having the best sleepover ever. And I don't even remember it, but like just that specific thing, the bundt cakes. I was like, that is awesome.
No, that is awesome. The bundt cakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun.
Decorate your own bundt cake is like,
I decorated my own, like quite a few of my own cakes when I was a kid, which I guess was foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like very much like I loved like my mom would get like box cake mix and we'd make a cake and then I just like frost it and decorate it and stuff.
I loved making box cakes as a kid.
oh my God, we need to make your birthday cake together this year and then take it with us to Palm Springs.
Okay. Okay.
God, any favorite birthday gifts that you can recall?
Oof.
I'm trying to think of what, if there's anything memorable. Actually, so, well, Nintendo Switch 2, very cool. But also last year, you got me Super Paper Mario.
Oh, yeah.
And that was so much fun.
You love that game?
I love that game. Playing that game was so much fun. Mm. So that was a pretty good birthday gift.
Yay.
I don't even know what other things I've gotten.
In your lifetime?
In my lifetime. I think most of it, I mean, like, it's like toys and stuff. You know, when you're a kid, yeah. You get like toys. Like,
yeah.
I think at one point, like, definitely some Nerf guns in there, I'm sure.
Mm.
I remember I got these like Hulk fists, like the green Hulk fist, but they had a little bar inside and you just kind of punch stuff.
That's so funny.
Those were awesome.
I think my first like notable gifts that I'll always remember was my, must have been for like my 8th birthday or something around there, the Nintendo DS.
Mm, yeah.
I got the pink one, which was iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, that was like the best day of my life.
Yeah.
It was so big because like everyone.
That was the best day of your life.
I'm serious. I'm pretty sure I cried. Like, honestly, I think most of my favorite gifts are probably like technology things.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like I also got a Wii, I think.
Mm,
these are both from my dad. And well, actually, I don't think the Wii was for my birthday. I traded him my Xbox for the Wii. But that's not the point. The point is that. Like, my mom told me the story of, like, going to Walmart with my dad. And, like, they knew that I wanted the DS, like, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was like, oh, no, it's, like, way too expensive. Like, I'm not getting her that. Like, she's, like, you know, literally 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that they were walking out and he was, like, shaking his head. And he was like, no, I'm like, I gotta go get it. And, like, that just, like, I was like, wow, maybe they do love me. Like, like,
that's,
it was
crazy.
Just so sweet. Like, that's, like, one of the sweetest things ever.
Yeah.
And so, and, like, at the time, I mean, I did not grow up like rich. Mm-hmm. So things like that were like a big deal.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I think after that, I don't know if this was for my birthday, probably, but my mom got me my DSLR camera.
Okay.
My first camera ever. Mm-hmm. Well, she's gotten me multiple cameras. But this was like my first big girl camera, you know, like this is really what got me into photography and stuff. And it was like a really big purchase. I think like $1,500 or something.
Yeah.
And we had been going to Best Buy like quite a few times to like kind of scout it out because like I knew exactly what camera I wanted. And she like, I'm pretty sure put it on like a credit card or something, but she got that for me. So I definitely owe her like just, this has gone so far. Like everything I do with technology and cameras and social and all that stuff, like that was a start. So that was like really like big, scary.
Yeah.
Not as like euphoric as the Nintendo DS, but like it was like, whoa, like I have
big.
This big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I struggle. I'm like really struggling to remember gifts. Yeah, I mean, as a boy, yeah, I feel like I was just getting toys.
Mm-hmm.
I think one year I got a pretty sick bike. Did I talk about how my bike got stolen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the cool bike that I got, the one that got stolen, I think that was a birthday gift I got one year.
That's
the bike
so
was
sad.
Sick. Yeah. It was a really cool bike.
That's such a bummer.
It was like white and electric blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't describe. I genuinely, and I don't know, maybe I'm like remembering it more fondly. Maybe this is a nostalgia thing, but it was one of the coolest blues I've ever seen. And I don't think I've ever seen that color blue since.
Uh-huh.
If that's I so ever funny. See it, I'll point it out and be like, that's the color of the bike. But yeah, the bike, awesome. I remember, so summer birthday, there was a lot of outdoor activities, generally speaking. So I'm pretty sure I did a water park birthday, Roaring Springs, which you've seen. I think I did a birthday there. And at the time, you know, connected to Boondocks, that was a big birthday spot. Now Wahoos, which you've been inside of. Mm-hmm. That was a big birthday spot.
Which is just like an arcade place.
Yeah, it's like a it's like a big arcade kind of like, yeah.
Dave and Buster's.
Get tickets, Dave and Buster's, but not a bar. Yeah, that was good. There was one birthday, I think I might have talked about this before, but where my parents got like a big inflatable water slide. In the backyard, they got like, one of those like rent, you rent like a big water slide. and then just had a bunch of friends over. I was definitely younger for that one, but that was really fun because that was just like me and my friends all running around in the backyard. But they blew up like a, or filled up like a bunch of water balloons. Like water balloon fights were big. Oh my God, I forgot about the water balloon fights. Uh-huh. We would throw, we'd had some crazy water balloon fights. God, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of outdoor kind of summery activities for birthdays. And then I feel like once I got older, it was usually just like me and my friends hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Like once I was in high school, it's like, oh yeah, my birthday. Like, I think actually one year I might have done like a little thing in the park with my friends, like played some volleyball, like got some food. Mm-hmm. That was fun. But no, I feel like every year I get older, I'm more and more like, eh, birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? With you, it's great because like, I don't know, just being with you on my birthday is awesome.
Like, no, I was going to say the same thing. I think literally it's like, there's so much pressure as a kid and like a teenager, like who am I going to spend it with? Or like, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's just so nice to kind of resign that and just be like, I'm just going to hang out with you. And it's going to be like an extra special day.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not going to go get Shake Shack. We're going to go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, it's just perfect. Definitely my preferred method of birthday celebration.
Yeah. It's so tough too, because like I want, there's like part of me, I'm like, I would love to like just have dinner with some friends, but also like, I'm not like, I can't plan anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if someone wants to like, that's why I said, like, if someone wants to invite me to something, that's awesome. But also like, if nobody does, I just won't do anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We kind of talked about this. I like asked you what you wanted to do. And then you were like, well, it's kind of like you would be down, but you didn't want to plan it. And then we kind of talked about how you would maybe try to hit up Austin again. And then you forgot.
Yeah.
So well, I planned us something, but
yeah. I didn't forget. I did hit up. I did try. I put out the feeler of doing another joint birthday party, not one that I would like black out at. Well, you know, who knows? But then it just never, I like sent a text and the person I texted was like, yeah, dude, that sounds like fun. Like, and then I kind of was like sending the text to be like, hey, what if you got this together type yeah. B, you yeah. know? I don't know. I don't think it should be my responsibility.
No. Oh my God. Do you want me to make this happen?
No. I'm just saying in general, that's why like with birthdays, it's so tough. Cause I'm like, I don't want to put in the work to do something, you know,
yeah,
like for my birthday. And I don't know, maybe that's like a weird thing. Maybe I should just be like trying to organize people. But I'm like, I don't care enough to be like, all right, I'm going to go put in all this effort to organize and find a date and get people there and stuff. Like,
yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. It's like so hard to organize something like that. But I do think it's healthy to do that.
Yeah,
I think people who are like, oh, my God, it's my birthday. Like, this is what we're doing are very, very healthy and confident. And I wish I was them.
Yeah, no, it's crazy living in L.A. and then you just get like a partyful invite. For like a birthday and you're like, oh, there's 80 people on this list and they're like renting out a bar. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, I don't think I have money to rent out a bar.
Yeah.
We don't have a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's it's really hard here. It's like, we've kind of touched on this with the whole just living in LA sucks thing. But
yeah.
Yeah. No. Can't really do like an easy, intimate get together.
Yeah. We'll do dinner. Let's do dinner. We go get some hot pot or some Korean barbecue with some friends.
Oh, with people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, do it.
Let's rent out the hot pot place.
Let's rent out all of Heidi Lau.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I have another sad birthday story.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Have I even told a sad one? I don't know. Okay. I've told you this. It's like, it's sad, but it's kind of funny now that I'm an adult, but it took me a really long time to look back at this and think it was funny. I'm probably like 11-ish. Mm-hmm. So peak just not comfortable with myself, like I'm starting to go through puberty or something, and like I'm just like, what is going on? Everything is super stressful. My parents have, I think, gotten divorced once at this point, and we're like not living with my dad, but we decide like for my birthday we're all gonna go to Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
And
that's awesome.
I could literally tell you exactly what booth we were sitting in. Like when you walk in, it would have been like directly to the left in the corner, like in this own little cubby of itself, like just this little set of booths. And I have always been so terrified of people coming and singing to me on my birthday. Like, don't you dare, like, do not, like, if anyone gets up, like, if my dad was like, I'm gonna go to the restroom, I'm like, you're not allowed, like, you're gonna sit down, like, this is not okay. And so I don't know when the heck he did it, but they definitely went and told them that it was my freaking birthday. And I don't know if they still do this, but at the time they bring out like a saddle. So shy, introverted, awkward, probably like 5'7" at this point, just doesn't know what to do with herself. 11-year-old Raven.
Yeah.
Has these strangers coming up to her.
You were 5'7" at 11 years old?
I was 5'7" at 13, actually.
That's crazy.
I was just speaking off the dome there.
No, but... I was just going to say, I was like 5'5" my sophomore year of high school. Yeah. So that's crazy.
Yeah, no, I shot up in sixth grade. I went into sixth grade 5'3". And I came out at 5'7".
I wouldn't so intimidated by you, but I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah.
Your story.
Okay. Okay. So the people are coming, and I think I instantly, like, when I notice them coming, like, probably as soon as they start from a distance, I start crying, and so I'm just in tears. Like, I'm in like my corner of the booth. My mom's to my left. My sister is in front of me, and my dad is like diagonal to me, across. And I'm just kind of like facing my right, like trying to hide into this booth that I'm in. And I'm just like trying to wipe and not let them know that I'm crying. Like, I'm trying to like quickly like get rid of my tears. And then everyone's like, you have to get up, like, because you're supposed to sit on the freaking saddle and like yeehaw or something while they're like singing you happy birthday.
Like yeehaw or something.
Like, I don't get it. Like, I just don't get it. And my mom, like, everyone, if you're a shy child, you'll get it. But everyone's like, come on, like, you have to get up. Like, just go. Yeah. Like, just lean on it. Like, just lean on it. You don't have to sit on it. And it's like you're sitting there like literally wanting to implode.
Yeah.
And I'm just like freaking the frick out. And and then I just kept crying a lot. And then they left and I didn't get up.
That's so awesome. Hey, you stood your ground.
I did.
You stood your ground.
Well, because if I got up, then everyone around me was going to see that I was crying. So I had to keep it to the booth.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. But yeah, so I think maybe now, kind of thing, in my life today, am I confident enough to withstand a restaurant staff coming to sing happy birthday to me? Maybe. I don't think I would like it, but I don't think I would cry.
You don't think you would cry? Okay. No, oh, I can see your face. I can I have a very clear mental image of your face if we were at a restaurant and they were singing happy birthday to you.
I would just like,
No, you would just be like looking away, just like,
Yeah. No, but what was I gonna say? I was like super emotional and I cried, obviously, because I'm going through puberty, but also because both my parents were there. Mm-hmm. And like just the idea of my parents being back together was like such a touchy subject for me. So I literally, like, anytime they're together, and you know this because when we went to El Paso 2 years ago, I just, when they're together, I can't stop crying.
Mm-hmm.
If they're both in the same room, I can't. Like, I am very much unhealed. You know, we had family therapy after they got divorced the first time.
Yeah.
But we went like 2 times. And then the one day that I opened up and I sat in there for a long time, I remember my mom being like, wow, you're in there for a long time. And then we never went back. I'm like, dude, I needed that.
That's so funny. Oh, my God. No, that El Paso trip, that was crazy. I didn't help. I was trying to help. And I mean, at that point, like, I was aware of the dynamic.
But, oh, me crying with my parents.
Well, yeah. But like that breakfast that we went to with both of your parents,
that's just such a funny story. We should tell that from like front to end.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Cause it is. I did something absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Cause it was the first time I'd ever met your father.
Mm-hmm.
And I did something crazy.
And it's honestly pretty early in our relationship.
Yeah.
Too.
I stand by that it was a noble and honorable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe it wasn't the right thing to do, but I think it was coming from a place of it was coming from a good place. Anyway, story for another
time. Just for a little context, since we're talking about it so much. Trevor messaged my dad asking him to come to a breakfast that he said he wasn't going to come to before Trevor and I left.
Yeah.
And it was... just emotions were high, you know. It was a tough weekend.
Yeah, I sent Raven's
behind my back. He did this.
I sent Raven's dad a long message behind her back, basically being like, "If you truly love your daughter, then come to breakfast with her."
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything mean. I was very gracious and generous. Back to birthdays. I forgot a long-standing birthday tradition for me was you've been to Casa Mexico.
Yes.
In Idaho, Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. My family's been going there since I was, I don't know how old, just the most lovely Mexican family from Puerto Vallarta owns it, and mm-hmm. we've known them forever. And yeah, we would go there like every birthday because they had these just, well, we'd go there because, I don't know, we loved the food and mm-hmm. it was great. They had these awesome like sopapillas that mm-hmm. they would bring mm-hmm. like for the birthday dessert, and they were so good, like better than any like bullcrap chocolate cake that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And ice cream. Like,
okay, just casually roasting like my favorite dessert.
No.
Any bullcrap chocolate cake that you get, no. Like, that felt targeted.
No, it wasn't targeted. I just am not like, I feel like that's such like a birthday dish. Mm-hmm. It's like a birthday dessert. Yeah. It's like they're going to bring out the chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against it. I'm okay. just really fired up about the sopapillas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and ice cream, and it's just the best. Oh my God, they were so good. And they bring out the sombrero and everything mm-hmm. and sing. And
my worst nightmare.
Yeah. But it was like almost every single birthday, I think, like around or on the day, like that was like when I was young, that's where we would go. And it was so awesome. And they would take like my picture
mm-hmm.
every year, and they had them on the wall. And literally my picture is actually still on the wall to this day.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. On wait, the, what?
Yeah.
Why didn't I say it?
Well, we actually didn't go to the Casa Mexico. Oh. We went to a different one because mm-hmm. there's a couple, but yeah, no, my picture, like, to this day, I'm pretty sure last time I went, which is in the last couple of years, I think, now my picture's still on the wall. There's a picture of me in a sombrero just on the wall. It's like a little Polaroid.
So cute.
Yeah, it's awesome. But, yeah, for a time there, I think my picture was on that wall. Probably, like, four different pictures of me were, like, on the little wall of me in a sombrero. So that was, like, a pretty long-standing, like, awesome kind of birthday tradition.
Mm-hmm.
That we would do.
Awesome.
That was a big one for me. God, yeah, I'm trying to think of other like honorable mention birthdays. What's
I'm really trying to dig deep too, and unfortunately I only have one other thing to say, and it's not even good.
We'll say it because I got nothing to say. Better than nothing.
In El Paso, we have this place called Peter Piper Pizza.
Yeah.
Which is like a Chuck E. Cheese, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And for 1 year on my birthday, I don't know what year this was. This is such a stupid thing just to say. But again, my mom's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, I don't care, nothing. And then she invites her friend, which is, let me think, my uncle's ex-wife.
Okay.
She invites my uncle's ex-wife.
Yeah.
And her son, who I really did not like.
Yeah.
And we went to Peter Piper. That's and we just ate a pizza and then we left. No games, just pizza.
Like, you went to
I
a
was like,
Chuck E.
I
Cheese.
Don't want to be here.
Oh my God. You went to a Chuck E. Cheese. I definitely had a birthday at Chuck E. Cheese at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister loves to go to Peter Piper. Like for birthdays, I have so many photos of my nephew at That's Peter Piper. So he like loved that place.
Where was Peter Piper?
Where was it?
Yeah. Was this in El Paso?
It's in El Paso, but there's like a ton of them.
I think, do you remember how I was telling you how I was in Mexico with my family at one point and I went to a knockoff Chuck E. Cheese?
No way.
I think it might have been a Peter Piper pizza.
You know, I've never looked up where Peter is, like, PPP. Like, I've never looked to see where they are, but that would be crazy.
I think it might have been. Because, like, when you first said Peter Piper pizza, I was like, that sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell why. And then that made me think of like, oh, I went to a knockoff Chuck E. Cheese in Mexico. But there's a chance that it was just a Peter Piper pizza.
That's funny.
Who knows? Well, figure that out another time. yeah, no, birthdays are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays are fun. Turning 26. This one's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's going to be awesome. I'm going to work like 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then come home. And
what do you want to have for dinner?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I could pick something up.
Leave a comment.
Whoa.
Leave a comment and let us
yeah.
let us suggest things for me to have for dinner tonight.
Let me know if I should make something or if I should go pick something up.
If you made something, that would be awesome.
What?
That's
I know
just
how to
like
make like 2.5 things.
You never make anything, so.
Whoa. Okay. I can do that.
No, you don't have to. I'm not saying you have
that.
To.
I can do that. Well, it's just going to be like enchiladas.
Which are great. That or we go fly up to Idaho and get Casa Mexico.
Whoa. Oh, maybe I should make Mexican food.
You should make Mexican.
You want a sombrero?
Yes. I want a sombrero. Look out. Maybe we'll post the carousel late at night and it'll have a sombrero pick.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
That would be awesome.
No. Well, yeah. Leave a comment of your favorite birthday gift you've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's recency bias, but I think maybe the Switch 2's got to be up there.
The Switch is dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the one.
Pretty freaking pumped about that. And then if you count experiences, last year, the birthday gift of spending a weekend in Palm Springs with you, that's definitely all-timer, mm-hmm. number one.
And last year, I had all your friends send you videos.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. We were mm-hmm. I was just getting ready to end it. That was uh-huh. that was one of the sweetest things ever. Just okay,
that's a notable mention.
This mm-hmm. is way more than an honorable mention. This was, I can't believe that I forgot about this video. But yeah, Raven got a bunch of my friends to send like little short like happy birthday messages and then compiled them all and showed me, and it was the sweetest thing ever, and I cried because it was just like, it was so precious and adorable, all the people in my life that I love just mm-hmm. saying happy birthday. Mm-hmm. It was very sweet. I'm literally trying to tear up thinking about it.
No, it was awesome. It was so hard, especially because like we hadn't been together for that long. Don't cry.
It was so sweet. It's sweet. It's one of the sweetest things ever.
But
sorry.
Getting like the people in my life that knew you was obviously easy.
Mm-hmm.
Getting your parents and like your family yeah. easy, because I was just like, hey, can you reach out to your family and send it to me?
Yeah.
And then getting people from your life was really hard.
Yeah, that makes
it was
sense.
So hard. Like, even it was easier to get in contact with your friends who are never on social media, like your normal friends, like who have lives, like, and don't log on unless they're like having a baby.
Yeah,
like it was easier to get in contact with them than like people from Smosh, because
yeah,
they did not see my DM.
Yeah, no, yeah, that was yeah, probably before. I mean, that was like very. It was just a few months into me being full time there, so yeah. It wasn't like. That's so funny. No, that was like the sweetest.
We should go back and rewatch it.
Awesome birthday gift. That was one of the best ever.
I didn't do it again this year. Sorry.
That's okay. You can just do it again next year.
Oh. Deal.
I love you.
Aw,
wow. This was fun.
This was fun.
And not too sad.
Yeah.
You teed it up like you were going to be sad the whole time, but we had fun birthday stories from you too.
Yeah, because it's freaking funny. Like me crying in a
Texas Roadhouse. Hilarious story. Not sad at all.
Oh my God.
Until you dig deep into the whole like divorced parents part of it.
Until you really think about it.
But if you just look surface level, you mm-hmm. sobbing in a Texas Roadhouse because you don't want to ride on the saddle.
Yeah.
So funny.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Hilarious. All right. Well, everyone, like I said before, leave a comment, favorite birthday memory, favorite birthday gift. Also, let us know what Raven should cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and thank you. Shout out to all the members, of course, as always. We appreciate the support a ton. Thanks for watching. Thanks for hanging out with us on my birthday. I hope that it's awesome that the podcast release date happened to land on my actual birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're listening to this and celebrate and wish me a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hear it and I'll feel it. And if you don't, I'll feel that you didn't. So mm-hmm. wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.